Well, it's great to have you tuned in. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. And we know we are going to hear from a lot of you today. It's going to be an impactful show and a tremendous amount of participation because it's one of our two prayer shows of the month. Right around the first of the month, we do Whom or What Are You Praying For? And around the middle of the month, I know we're a couple days late, but we have other shows that we had planned, we do a God, I Need You Now Urgent Prayer Intention Show. So phone lines are wide open right now. Matt Gabensky will screen you quickly, put you up on the board, and we'll get your prayer intentions out to the world at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And we believe in the power of prayer. So we've seen and heard of many miracles, small and big miracles. And we would, if you have a praise report, we would love for you to call in as well, because that builds the kind of momentum, the confidence in prayer. We need that right now, folks. We really do. So let's come together and share our urgent prayer intentions and requests, and also those wonderful praise reports. Here is the number, 833-288-3986, 833-288-3986. 3986. And Jerry, I can't contain myself. I just have to blurt this out because this was like super exciting that I just heard. Today is the last day, the final day for Veritas Catholic Radio, their spring pledge drive. Okay, it's their last day in Connecticut. So if you're listening on Veritas Catholic Radio, please give right now, because Steve Lee and the gang, they were just telling me that a donor has offered to double match everything today.
Wow.
Everything that comes in today, a double match. They're going to triple the money. That is unbelievable. So if you're listening in the Veritas Catholic Radio land, please give generously. Now is the time. Tell all your friends. Text your friends the phone number, because Veritas is doing great work, and we need Catholic radio now more than ever. And by the way, folks, if your Catholic radio station comes to you and says it's time for the spring-summer pledge drive, please give generously, okay, because you'll be supporting your local listening area. All you have to do is go outside on your front porch, do a 360. That's who you're supporting. Everybody right around you, okay? That is super, super necessary right now. So please give to your local listening area, and when they ask, and please, if you can remember EWTN, we will be eternally grateful.
Absolutely, and we are taking your prayer calls today. Still a couple of phone lines that are open. Here's how it works. We get as many of you as possible on the air. We read as many emails as possible at take2@ewtn.com. We get to as many social media comments. The video stream is on EWTN Catholic Radio Facebook and YouTube channels. We'll get to as many of those as we can. Jeff Burson, our social media manager, will get those over to us. And also, let's see, texts. You can text I'm not sure if the text is working right now, but let's see. What did I say? We gave the phone number, gave the email, the social media, and the show website.
Great.
We actually got a comment, a prayer intention on the show website at take2show.com. So, and then at the end of the show, we'd love to get everybody on the air, but your prayers are all gathered up together with those who do get on the air, and we're going to pray to the Lord with you and for you.
Okay, so we do have some open phone lines at 833-288-3986. And Jerry, you want to go to John in Boston?
Let's do that. John in Boston, listening on the EWTN app. Hi, John. Welcome.
Thank you. And yes, I echo, please support EWTN, Ave Maria, and all the local stations that provide, well, spiritual, life-changing, and nourishing information. And thank you for your show, number two.
Thank you.
I enjoy your energies and dialogue and being able to complement each other. Sadly, maybe myself, but I definitely have seen the last 10 years, the infighting in our beautiful family churches, right? So just criticizing our own church, but seeing it as an issue without seeing how we can resolve that which we're complaining about, like ourselves. So just prayer for healing to avoid infighting within our faith and within our churches. We come from many different dimensions, and that's many prayers, that would be the main one. I think so much can happen from that peace, or from the action of that which we complain about. What can we do to then resolve that which we're concerned about, whatever it is?
Yeah, well, John, you bring up a great point. And I think personally that just about everybody right now is in a little bit of a crankier mood than we were, you mentioned, like in the last 10 years, especially in the last few years. And it's unfortunate we sometimes look for the problems to criticize rather than the things to compliment. I'm reminded of, I think it was St. John Vianney, St. Catherine of Siena, they both said, you know, no matter what you think of your priest, for example, you should never, ever speak ill of him. And that's just one example. I'm not singling out priests here. I'm just saying that the saints talk about, you know, not being critical of priests, and I think that could extend to the church. In fact, today, the meditation on the Magnificat app was from St. Bernardine of Siena, and he was talking about Jesus' command to love one another. And he says, love one another perfectly, fully, completely, not just kind of get along, not just say hi on Sundays. We, as the Christian body of Christ, Debbie, we are called to love perfectly. And remember, that's how the world is going to know that we're Christians, followers of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, we really have to... You know, they say walk the talk, walk the walk, talk the talk. We really just have to be authentically Catholic and really start practicing what we know to be true and what we oftentimes preach, and we are hesitant to do it ourselves. So we just have to really live it, John, and we agree. And we really need to walk with each other, to speak the truth within charity and clarity, and keep, you know, keep moving forward and stay together as the body of Christ.
Absolutely. You've taken it correctly. And both in those that have gone before us as saints, as you said, Jerry, mm-hmm. and then Debbie is just saying about reiterating about the mm-hmm. phrase, walk the walk, talk the talk. We have a beautiful, yeah. rich church. We're so diverse. Yeah. We're so inclusionary. Yes. We are all of Amen. That and so much more. We're sacramental. It's life-changing.
Amen.
Yes.
Life-saving too, John. You're hitting it right on the nail, right on the head, John. Thank you for your call, getting us started today from Boston. John, we appreciate that. It's our Urgent Prayer Intention Show. Whom or what are you praying for? What is it on your heart we can lift up for you at 833-288-3986. Well, what can we join you in lifting up to God in prayer, urgent prayer intentions today? God, I need you now, 833-288-3986. There is one line available if you'd like to get on there and get your prayer intention on the air. And we're going to resume praying in just a moment. I want to tell you, first of all, about Mother Angelica Supersize Mug. This beautiful mug features a picture of Mother Angelica, beloved foundress of EWTN. On the back is the prayer that she composed for the network at its launch on August 15th, 1981. This generous 20-ounce ceramic mug comes with a large C-shaped handle, allowing for a secure and comfortable grip, making it ideal for the serious coffee or tea drinker, and perfect for soup as well. It's about 4 inches by 4 inches, and it is microwave and dishwasher safe. You can select from black or white on this mug, and it's available at EWTNRC.com. Keep the memory of Mother Angelica alive each and every morning when you have your coffee and get started on your day. You get free standard shipping for online orders $75 or more in the continental U.S. only. So use code FREE at checkout and get this Mother Angelica Supersize Mug.
I love that. A Mother Angelica Supersize Mug. That is perfect. Okay, Robin is up next in Salt Lake City, Utah. She's waiting very patiently. Hello, Robin. What can we pray for today?
Hi, yes. I just need prayer because I'm asking God for a miracle because my marriage is falling apart and it's been very complicated, and there has been divorce thrown around, and I had gotten it canceled, and now my husband wants to file for it, and I want to have reconciliation, but he doesn't, and I'm trying to make amends and try to make things right, and it's not seeming to be reciprocated, and I've been asking God for a miracle, and I really don't want to lose my husband, and I don't want to lose my family. This year will be our 16th anniversary, and we've known each other for 17 years total, and I've never been able to have faith in a miracle from God or even really ask him for one, but this is like where I'm desperate for a miracle from God and to have faith, and I've also thought about how the scripture of the enemy only comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And I was thinking about the spiritual side of aspects, and we need to have spiritual deliverance as well, and some spiritual or and some counseling as well. And it's just been very, very difficult. And we had a, our son died last year, almost a year ago as well. And he was just about to turn 12, and he was severely autistic, and he died in a hot car death while he was in the care of the state. And so we've been through a really rough 12 months, and I just, I'm just really hanging on by a thread with my faith.
Okay, so Robin, we put everything in the book, and we will be praying. Please, our hearts are just breaking with the loss of your 12-year-old son. You don't have to give us his first name if you don't want to, but you know we can add his first name to the book. But think about that for a minute, and Robin, and I want to just share this. You said you want to come into the Catholic faith. Right now, you're in the middle of a storm. Okay, you have a lot happening. You know, you're grieving. You've got all this kind of breaking apart, like you said. Like your husband wants to file for divorce and stuff. So it sounds like there's other children involved as well, because you said you want to keep the family together. Robin, you need a support system around you. Okay, and it has to require different people who can bring to the table different things. Sometimes people go, okay, let's try to hold this marriage together and let's go get a counselor. Okay, so they get one counselor and they go to see the counselor once a week, and it's still falling apart. You need a support team around you, Robin. What I would suggest to do is I don't know if your husband's open to coming into the church as well. I would make an appointment at your local Catholic church. I would sit down with somebody, let them know your intentions, let them know you need some help. I would also find a very strong Catholic Christian counselor. I would also get some people that your husband respects to be of a support to get through this, to not make any quick decisions. Okay, don't make any decision. It sounds like this is the wrong time for you guys to be making the major life decisions right now. What you guys need is some healing. You need some healing, and you need some deep prayer. So I'm going to pray, if it's okay with you, with your permission, I'm going to pray that the right people come into your circle as a support for you and your husband and your family. What do you think, Robin?
That's fine. Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
okay.
Please.
And Robin, I don't know how often you listen to the show. Debbie mentioned the prayer book, but we also consider the listenership with the Take Two family. And we hear from people all around the world who listen to the show from time to time. And so we could assure you that you've got a global listenership to this program praying for you and for your situation. And just understand this, you know, Debbie always says this, we serve a big God. Robin, go big, go bold. Don't think that you're imposing on God, asking him to keep your marriage together or anything. He wants that way more than you do. So just use your guardian angel together with your husband's guardian angel, and together maybe they can, you know, inspire both of you to really come to the table, to sit down, to see how important it is that you keep this marriage intact, especially for the sake of any family that you might have. And again, please know of our fervent prayers starting immediately and every single day.
Thank you.
That is very hard. And to lose a child, no parent should have to bury a child. Mm-hmm. That is very, and we've heard it before, Jerry, when couples lose a child, sometimes it breaks up the marriage. You know, We have a dear friend that happened to.
Mm-hmm. Going to go to email for a moment here. Pam sent from her smartphone, please pray for Jordan's licensing, that it is approved immediately and he is able to retain his job with his current employer. Please pray Renee finds a great job. Thank you. God bless you and all of the Take Two family. Also mentioned, we heard on the website from Maureen, please pray for discernment in making two life-changing decisions. Pray for my grandson, Brandon. And via email, Katrina, take2@ewtn.com, says, please add me to your prayer list. I'm currently undergoing testing for multiple areas of newly found cancer in my body, and I'm waiting for a liver biopsy, which may occur tomorrow. And I think that would be today, because she sent this yesterday. She's scared. Mm-hmm. She says, I'm scared Spirit and have faith in God to do with me what he will. I do not have siblings, and please add me to your prayer book for the courage and continued faith. I love your show. Thank you. And that's from Katrina.
No fear. Fear is not of God, okay? God's got you. God's got you. We have to always be saying the direct phrase, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Say it continually throughout the day because we need that right now. Okay, Jerry, we're going to Ruth in Sioux City, Iowa on Siouxland Catholic Radio. Hi, Ruth.
I'm just asking, I always feel selfish to ask for prayers for yourself, but asking for healing after a long stretch of long-haul COVID. Mm. And they say if you're not off oxygen after 6 months, often you're on. For life, but have another month to make it here. But anyway, I was asking through prayers through the intercession of Sister Emily Engel, who is a Schoenstatt sister that founded the Sisters Movement within the Schoenstatt Sisters. Are you familiar with that?
I am not.
Not personally, no. I was just going to look it up online here.
It's spelled S-C-H-O-E-N-S-T-A-T-T. But learned of it when we were in Minnesota. I had four children under the age of five and was needing a mother's group and just like to get out one day a week with the kids, but, you know, with other moms because I didn't know anybody there after moving. And was sitting down on the couch nursing the youngest before putting them all in the car, and I just looked up at our dear Lord and I said, Lord, you know, couldn't you find me a mother's group that's Catholic? the group I was going to was just a mops group or something. The phone rings, and it's a mother from our church that was embarrassed to call because the meeting was starting in 10 minutes, but there's a mother's group, and she was inviting me. So this was that mother's group that I got notification of 10 minutes before it was starting, but it was literally, you know, just blocks away from where the other one was, and it's just been a huge blessing in our life, but kind of have fallen away more from it and wanted to renew that. And and Sister Emily Engel is a blessed, and Father Kentenick, the founder, is actually up for canonization. So there's nothing like a miracle to wake us up. So anyway, I was asking for fervent prayers for healing and through the intercession of Sister Emily Engel.
Yeah, I did do a quick search here. You said, I think you mentioned Schoenstatt Sisters of South Africa. Is that the right order that you're talking about?
She was it was founded in Schoenstatt, Germany.
Germany,
and
yeah.
And there's a retreat center in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Is near to us, and the one in Sleepy Eye, Minnesota.
Okay.
But it's worldwide.
Yeah.
And he was one of the main people Hitler wanted to crack. And after he spent his time in a deep, dark cell, he came out of it saying, that was a nice break. Anyway, he was a very, very holy man who accepted what the Pope, and when he exiled him to the United States, he accepted it as part of God's will. And it is beautiful Marian movement,
sure,
of renewal.
Sure.
But yes, his Sister Emily Engel, our youngest, is named after
beautiful.
Emily, and
that is beautiful.
She was known for her anxiety. And in a world that we live in, I don't know if any of us can say that we have none of that. So
right.
She's also a model for our times.
Indeed, Ruth. Yeah. Well, we're gonna join you in praying to Sister Emily Engel, and we're going to pray hard for you. You said you had you've been on the oxygen for about 5 months, as you said, because you said out a month ago, and they say if it reaches 6 months, you may never get off of it. We're going to certainly pray really, really hard for that. I know that's so meaningful to you. It's probably been a very much of an inconvenience for you, but of course a help to you as well at the same time. So we got that covered in prayer. You can be assured of that, and the moms group, and just anything else that the Lord might have you involved in. He's got a lot more for you to do. There's still God's plan unfolding in your life, and we're going to be praying that you know with certainty what that is and joyfully move forward in it. So,
And we got it all in the book, Ruth, so you can count on us for prayer, okay?
Can I share something that I just popped in my head as you were saying, Jesus, I trust in you. Mm-hmm. This morning I woke up, remember the Burma Shave signs that people had along the roads? Like, they'd have one word spaced out, and as you're driving, it would form that sentence. But maybe we should spread that throughout the world. Each mm-hmm. sign have one word on it. Along the highway, Jesus, I trust in you, all over.
I love it.
So
I love
you
it.
You have a blessed day. Thank you, Frosty.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth. That's beautiful. What a great idea. Mm-hmm. I love that. Okay. We do have an open phone line. Please join us if you have an urgent prayer request. We're filling up the prayer book right now, 833-288-3986.
All right, we're going to go to Arizona, Debbie's state where she lives, and Marie is watching the video on YouTube. Hi, Marie, and everybody else watching. Hello. Thanks for joining us.
A friend, my friend, her granddaughter was just born yesterday, and the baby is struggling for her life. She can't breathe. She was just intubated. They're praying that they can get her over to one of our children's hospitals, and the baby's name is Catalina, so I'm praying for her.
We put her in the book, Marie, and we put you in the book as well and any other intentions that you may have, okay?
My daughter, too. My daughter's having a rough time. My daughter is Lynn, but she's always struggling, so I'd like to get her back in the church, and I tried everything. You told me last year to put your book on the table, and it didn't work, but I'm just hoping that she comes back into the Catholic Church.
Right.
Her name is...
You are so sweet, Marie. I love how you just slipped that right in there. I did what you told me, put the book on the table. It didn't work. Okay, so what we do is we just keep trying. We keep trying everything we can possibly do, right?
I'll wait a while and try again. God bless you. I love you guys, and I listen to you every day. You kept going after my husband died. I mean, EWTN, if it wasn't for them, I don't know where I'd be now.
Praise God. A lot of people say the same thing about the EWTN radio and television networks, Marie. So thanks be to God, and thank you for your call. We're praying for little baby Catalina struggling for her life, folks. Please storm heaven for that little beautiful, precious baby girl. Okay, we do have a couple phone lines open. We're praying today. It's live. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. This is your show. We always allow you to be the ones who drive it with your takes, your experiences, your wisdom, your insights. And on a couple of days during the month, we let you call in with your prayer intentions, whatever those might be. And so we have Margaret and Jane and some others we're going to get to in a moment. But like I say, room for a couple more of you right now. You will get on the air. That is pretty much a guarantee at this point. 833-288-3986, 833-288-EWTN.
We have a special intention that just came in. It's a private intention. God knows who what this wonderful Take Two family member needs, so I just added it in the book. We'll keep your privacy that way, and that's fine, too, because God knows. He's watching and seeing everything, folks. So please join us, 833-288-3986.
Thank you for listening today to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. We have the show team. We have Ace, our producer, is on the controls. Jeff Burson is monitoring your social media comments on Facebook and YouTube, getting some of those over to us. We have many of those. We'll get more in a moment. And Matt Kabensky is screening your calls as we're taking your prayer intentions today at 833-288-3986. And thank you also to the affiliates, the stations and networks that know a good show when they hear it, and they carry our show every day. So we're grateful for you carrying Take Two. And Debbie, you've got an intention that came in.
Yes, urgent from our friend and sister Patricia at John Paul the Great Catholic Radio in Tiffin, Ohio. Chad was in a motorcycle accident and is in serious condition. And Chad was instrumental in helping to get Catholic radio in that area of Ohio, Tiffin, Ohio. So please, let's keep Chad. Motorcycle accidents, I know, folks, when you see one, it is so tragic, and so many things can go wrong, my heart just breaks that Chad is going through this in serious condition. I'm sure his family is very worried, so please, let's keep them in our prayers. Mm-hmm. Motorcycle accidents make me so nervous. I tell you, I don't know, more so than automobile accidents, because you always, the first question you ask is, did they have a helmet on? You know, what happened? You know, it's anyway.
Well, you're a lot more vulnerable in many cases, so, yeah.
Yes.
All right, prayers for that intention for Chad. In the meantime, we go to Mount Holly, North Carolina. Margaret is up next here, listening on WBAC. Hi, Margaret. How are you today?
Oh, fine. Thank you. I love your program. I listen every day.
And thank you
for all you do. My prayer request is for myself. I had an infection in one of my eyes and lost the sight. So I'm asking, oh, Lord, if it's his holy will, to please restore my sight and good sight in both eyes so that I can do his holy will in my life. And I ask for prayers for the safety of my children and grandchildren, who are absolutely unbelievably wonderful. Mm-hmm. And like the previous lady, when my husband died, EWTN was my lifeline. So mm-hmm. I appreciate all that you do.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, Margaret. Okay, couple things, Margaret. We got to go big with God. Okay, you're asking for something that is a big event, right? You want your eyesight back, okay? So, there's St. Lucy, there's Padre Pio, there's St. Therese of Lisieux, there's your guardian angels. You're named Margaret. Go to St. Margaret Mary Alico. Go to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Really enlist a huge amount of heavenly support to get this miracle, okay? And then rest in that, hope in that. And be calm and see where the good Lord takes it. Margaret, can you do that? Would you ramp it up and try to get a real big heavenly support around you?
Oh, I will. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, and just
God is good.
All the time, Margaret, all the time. We're going to pray hard for your sight to return. And another saint is St. Lucy, who is the patron saint of lost sight and eye problems, St. Lucy. And it's not really easy to confirm, because she passed away in the early centuries of the church. She was persecuted and martyred, but it is said that the martyrs were ordered, some of the guards were ordered to gouge out her eyes before she was actually put to death. Again, it may not be able to be confirmed or verified, because it was hundreds and hundreds of years ago, but that is the legend or the tradition about St. Lucy, Margaret, so keep her in mind as well.
I will. Thank you. And again, I just want to publicly thank God for my children, the gift of them, and the grandchildren. They're just such a blessing to me.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, and you're a gift to them, Margaret. Always remember that. One other thing, Jerry and I have a really a wonderful healing priest that we really like and we follow, Father Bobby Imperel. And you can see some of his YouTube videos if you wanted to listen to those. But Margaret, Father Bobby talks about reading scripture out loud for healing. You're going for a healing for your eyesight, a full healing for your eyesight. And I would definitely suggest reading scripture out loud, the scripture passages that pertain to miracles, that reinforce Jesus and what he did when he walked this earth, and speak it out loud. Could you do that as well?
Well, I can't read right now, but I do have the scripture. I have Raymond's tapes on.
Perfect.
I could listen. I've been listening to the tapes, actually. And,
perfect.
But I will do that, Debbie. Thank you for that suggestion.
Okay. Good.
All right.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Keep us posted, Margaret.
Thank you for the call. Actually, speaking of Margaret, Tatiana, who's watching on YouTube, says, I'm asking for prayers for my sister Margarita for a speedy recovery, if it is God's will. She just got her toe amputated due to her diabetes and has clotted veins. Lord, I trust in you. That's from Tatiana. Mm-hmm. Watching on YouTube today. And Sam on YouTube says, please pray for all those who are stranded in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, absolutely.
833-288-3986. God, I need you now. Urgent prayer intentions from you, the Take-Two family. John, we got your email. He says, please keep it private, so we're going to do that. But we'll entrust your intentions to the whole Take-Two family as well, John. So thanks for emailing.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Tisha's up next in Florence, South Carolina. Hi, is it Tisha?
It's Tysha.
Oh, Tysha. Okay, please forgive me. I'm a beautiful name. Welcome to the show.
I am asking for prayers for my daughters and myself and my partner. My daughter, I have a daughter that returned back to the police department from an injury. Her name is Samantha, and she's on the North Charleston Police Department. So I'm praying for safety for her. and I have a daughter that's battling with major depression, and she's having a trying time deciding that she wants to continue on with her life here. So we pray for her, and I have a partner, Warner. He was hurt with his hip, and so I'm praying for him and myself because I have to be strengthened to help everyone else in my family. So I'm just praying for wholeness and healness, and we're praying for financial support because everyone's having trying times. I'm praying for the people of Ukraine, our world, our nation. And just my heart is so heavy with so many things, but I just need prayer and support.
Well, absolutely, Taisha. Thank you for calling, first of all, and bringing these prayer intentions to our attention. We'll definitely be praying for them all. And I think you summed everything up beautifully there as you were finishing your comments, and that is you're burdened for so many things, and we all are right now. The world is kind of falling apart, being destroyed, imploding from within, if you will, and that doesn't make our personal issues any easier to bear up under either. But be assured that we have you and your partner, I believe you said, and Samantha, your daughter, but God bless her for serving in the North Charleston Police Department and being injured and going back into the line of duty. I think that is very, very noble of her.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I've got everything in the book, Taisha. I just wanted to say, too, that, you know, the heaviness that so many of us are carrying around, it feels like we're just, you know, it's so incredibly heavy. We can barely handle it that much, you know, go another step. But, you know, the beauty of what we have is our faith and our hope. And we have to, we must, and I know you're doing this, but I'm kind of saying it to reinforce myself as well, that we have to keep that hope. We must be looking up instead of constantly, you know, realizing where we're at and the heaviness of it. Let's look up and look above because we serve a big, bold God, and all things are possible with God. With God, all things are possible, Matthew 19:26.
Amen, amen, amen.
Going to go back to email for a moment, take2@ewtn.com. Lisa, thanks for your email. Hello, Jerry and Debbie. My sincere prayer request is for my son-in-law, who is diagnosed with stage 4 glioblastoma. I hope I said that right, about 6 months ago. He is 40 years old, married to my daughter. They have 2 children, age 9 and 7. Prayers for a miracle of healing so that he can beat this cancer and live a long and healthy life. His name is Chris. Thank you so much, and God bless. Lisa, P.S., listening to EWTN on the TuneIn radio app.
Nice, nice. Okay, we are praying for Chris. Please keep us posted. A lot of people have cancer right now, and in multiple cancers, you know, 3 and 4 cancer. I mean, we've got a lot we must be continually praying for. Jerry, where would you like to proceed next?
Let's go to Mayella in Florida, who is listening to us on watching on YouTube, I should say. Hi, Mayella. How are you?
Hi. Hello. Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great. Glad that you called, and we're happy to be able to pray with you. What's going on?
Well, so many things that I would like to take your time for a little bit, but my sister and her kids, the prayers are for them, and I guess for the whole family, because we're all living all this situation closely with her. My sister filed for divorce a month ago, and after 9 years of marriage, and but it's a very, very hard, nasty divorce. To be honest, I was relieved and happy when she finally made the decision. But he's a very close-minded, a close-heart, narcissistic person. I'm sorry I'm using all these words for him.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
But it's a very tough situation because I'm not a psychologist, right? But I believe he is sick mentally. He is addicted to pornography, and he has had an affair for at least 5 times that we know of. He just lives for him and his money. He is a good provider. He has never
miss on paying their schools or their extracurricular activities. But in none of those places known their face. He has never show up to school or to practice or anything because he says he's always working. So yeah, now we know why he was always working. So my prayer is for her to have, to find peace. And right now she's, it's like we open a can of worms and they're all trying to get out, and all of her emotions, hatred and angry, and it's coming out. And I just, I've been trying to call, I have called her every day to, you know, talk God into her day and and put kind words towards him, because he definitely needs prayers. He's a deep hole. But
Well, you're a beautiful sister for stepping up and being there, and that's a wonderful thing. And we put her and him in the situation. If you can get your sister to not play into the emotions of all this and really look at this, kind of step back and kind of look at the big picture, please, there's resources, there's help, there's programs, there's all sorts of things she can go to, whether he's willing to go to it or not. But the kids should be going to programs or counselors right away, because if it's already starting with this kind of emotion and things are being said, things are being done, this is so destructive. And so you really want to, I say it again to so many people. Some people will say, well, I'm seeing a counselor. That's great. You know, see three counselors, see a counselor and a life coach. Do whatever you've got to do to get a big support team around the family and to help your sister. Can you maybe suggest that to her when you have one of your phone conversations?
Yeah, she's actually going to psychologist and her older son, because the psychologist said the little one still can't wait, but the 8-year-old, he already knows something. She has been good. She doesn't talk bad about him. Me and my family, we said and we made sure that we're not going to talk about him in front of the kids at all. So it's a big sacrifice, because we wish they knew the kind of father they have, but we don't. We don't talk about him, and we tell them, Daddy loves you, and you'll see him soon, and because they have a restraining order against it, so he can't get close to them.
Mayella, let me just, while I'm thinking about it, something came into my head. That's beautiful, first of all, that you don't talk ill of the children's father. That is so very, very important. And the reason I say that is because I just, in my heart of hearts, I believe, I know God can bring about a conversion and a healing in his life and in the marriage and in the family. I really honestly believe that. And if there was any you know, negative talk about the father, and then that were to come about, then there would be like a lot of questions and uncertainties in the kids' minds and all of that. So that's important what you just said. The things that you said he's involved with, pornography and affairs and all of that. He is a very, very wounded man. He really needs a lot of pity and prayer. But at the same time, you know, you mentioned the restraining order, and we need to have these other, you know, legal things in place and all of that. But we don't want to know what his name is, Mayella, but if whatever his name is, pray to that, his patron saint. If there's a saint named the same thing as this gentleman, start praying to that saint for intercession and for God's healing and peace and grace in this entire situation.
Mm-hmm. And get and if you can get her home blessed, or even do some prayers holy water or blessed salt and blessed salt, that would help as well too. I know we kind of added a lot of stuff, but we just want to make sure you have all the resources, Mayella.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes, yes. And I have always, in her years of marriage, I've always prayed for him because he's not a religious person. He's not a spiritual. He's not, he says, there's just bad things about the church. And that put another weight on my sister. But she has brought the kids to the Catholic Church, and he has made it there in Mexico. So my nephew had his confirmation done first, and now in a couple of weeks he's going to have his first communion.
Beautiful.
So she's working on that.
Make sure with her she's got her guardian angel. Keep reminding her, Psalm 91. Maybe even pray Psalm 91 when you start your phone conversations. Okay, so we'll be praying. Keep us posted, please, and God bless you. And we got your whole family in the book, Mayela. Thank you so very much. We have to move on very quickly. We're racing against the clock, so let me just share with our listeners Cresta in the Afternoon with Al Cresta, Monday through Friday afternoon, 4 Eastern Time on EWTN Radio. Al Cresta and his guests talk about today's news and the things that matter most. You got to check Al Cresta in the Afternoon, folks, 4 Eastern Time. Jerry?
Okay, Rosemary in Indiana listening to us on Alexa. Hi, Rosemary. Welcome to Take Two on our prayer show today.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. I've never called in before. I was going to ask if you could please pray for my son. His name is Matt, and he has a very rare chronic kidney disease, and he just found out a few months ago that he has 15 kidney stones, and then last week he graduated from college, and he went to college with the idea of being a fireman, and now he's finding out with the kidney disease that may not be able to happen.
Oh.
And so, so I was kind of wanting to pray for his health because his chances of getting a transplant in the future are very high. And so I was wanting you to pray for maybe him to have the strength for all of this, and then, you know, that he gets a good job where he can get his good medical insurance and a job that he finds fulfilling because he wants to help people. So, and he's only, you know, he's a young kid. So,
How is his faith life, Rosemary?
Very good. He prays and everything like that. As a matter of fact, I think he, if somebody says something at work that's offensive or something to the church, it really bothers him for days. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I worry that, you know, I'm like, all you can do is when somebody says something bad about the church is to pray for them. And we even went and talked to the priest about it, and that's what he said also.
Well, yeah. The reason I asked that is because, you know, when you said, you know, he's not going to be able to pursue his dream of being a firefighter because of the kidney disease, it immediately came to me. God has something else very specific for Matt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I think maybe it might involve ministry of some kind, maybe a vocation. I don't know. These are just thoughts that came to my heart, Rosemary, but it was very, very clear, and Debbie and I like to pass those little inspirations along when we get them. So for whatever it's worth, you know, you'll see it as his future unfolds. But that was my inspiration, Debbie.
I completely want to affirm your inspiration. What do you think, Rosemary? Have you had those thoughts for Matt?
Well, I did think that maybe, you know, the idea was when he started college, that was that if the kidney disease was bad enough when he finished, that he would, you know, because you don't have to have a college degree to be a fireman. So the idea was he would have the degree and he still could do something else, and still be a fireman if he was okay. And so, you know, he's just so down because now all of a sudden he's got 15 kidney stones too, and he's got to find a job, and you know that doesn't, you know, that's going to be hard.
It is going to be hard, but I agree with Jerry. Matt is a first of all, Matthew means a gift of God. He's got a strong name, great name you picked for him. So here's the deal: he can just talk to God and say, "Use this kidney stone issue, Lord, and let it catapult me into what you want me to do. You need to have these major obstacles work for you, not against you. So try to get him to see it from a different angle and see how that goes. I think good things are going to happen. Carmela and Ron and Janine and Susan, we're not going to get to you guys. I wrote down all your prayer intentions and requests and the others. And please know, Janine, we have been praying nonstop for the people of New Mexico that you guys get some rain and these fires stop in New Mexico. Jerry?
Yeah, and Ann and Carrie Beth and all of the emailers and the social media comments, we gather all of your prayers right now and we just say, Father in heaven, please show yourself in a powerful, mighty, big way to the Take Two family. Thank you for each and every one of them. We lift up all of their prayers and we just thank you, Father, for being the Lord of heaven and earth and answering the prayers that are brought to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. On Monday, it's Miracle Monday. We want you to share your miracle stories with us on Monday. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. We ask St. Joseph, please pray for all of us. See you real soon.